Verse 8. All the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast except those whose names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Again, I remind you, this is about faith and not fear. All right. Now I want you to turn to 2 Thessalonians. We don't often think of the Apostle Paul as a prophet, but Paul is very much a prophet. And he has some very important things to say to us about two subjects, the coming of the Lord and this first beast. Listen to what he says. Just as soon as I get into the right book. Sorry, Timothy. There we go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Concerning the coming of our Lord. The Greek word there is concerning the parousia. Remember I told you about that word tonight. Not just the act of the return, concerning His presence here a second time. And our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day, what day? The day of the Lord will not come, until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in the temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't let anyone deceive you. Notice what Paul says is deception. Deception is telling somebody that the Lord is going to come back and get them before the man of lawlessness is revealed. Is that not what he just said? The Lord is, don't let anybody deceive you. That will not happen. The day of the Lord that obviously happens out here after the revelation of the Antichrist will not happen until He is revealed first. Paul goes so far as to say it is deception to tell people otherwise. Now, if that rubs some of your eschatology the wrong way, you'll have to take it up with Paul. Paul says it's a lie. Jesus will not come back until this happens. So what happens? Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back so that he may be revealed at the proper time. I personally believe what's holding him back is Michael, the archangel. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they will be condemned, so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. The rest of mankind refuse to repent. Do you see the connection here? This man of lawlessness is the same person as we're talking about here. What is the rebellion? The Greek word there is the apostasy. Folks, apostasy is not something non-believers do. It is something Christians do. Let me use not to rub your political background wrong, but if I'm a Republican and I become a Democrat, I have apostatized from the Republicans. If I go join the Democrats and I've never been a Republican, I have not apostatized from the Republicans. I never was one. Apostasy is moving from a previously held position, abandoning that position, and moving to a new one. And Paul says that Jesus will not come back until the rebellion, the apostasy, occurs. What causes this apostasy? It's a bunch of Christians who are convinced that God wouldn't dare let me suffer. It's a guy who shows up and can put on a good sideshow. And spiritually immature believers buy it hook, line, and sinker. When Jesus said a wicked and corrupt generation demands a sign, he was talking about us. And all you have to do is turn on, please forgive me, all you have to do is turn on Christian TV to see how much we are clamoring for a sign. Give us a show. Jump through hoops for me, Holy Spirit. Do what I want. Not your will, but mine be done. What is the key in 2 Thessalonians and in Revelation 13 that tells us how we will know who he is? He will march on to the Temple Mount, where there has been a rebuilt temple in some form. It does not necessarily have to be the entire structure as we think of the temple, because the altar goes up first. And by the way, a year ago, they built the altar. A working altar now exists in Israel. They have claimed that it is merely a model. It is a working altar, kosher and to the specifications of the Scriptures. On top of that, it is mobile. When asked how long it would take them to get the altar on top of the mount, the Temple Mount, and active, the head of the Temple Mount faithful said, 30 minutes. Now that's an exaggeration on his part. But he was emphasizing, we can get it done.